Reverend Al is on the set of the Today Show, getting ready to go on the air, and he's on the phone from New York. Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday's no indictment. Were you surprised?
No, I really wasn't. I mean, as stunning as it was, I was not surprised because, again, local state grand jury led by state prosecutors who have to deal with local police every day for their cases usually will not go against local police. That is why you need federal investigators, federal prosecutors who have no relationship with the local police to investigate the local police. You can't ask the local police to investigate themselves. So if it's Ferguson or if it's New York, you're dealing with an intrinsic relationship. That is why this morning at 9:30, Marc Morial, other civil rights leaders are coming in the National Action Network in Harlem. We're having a summit meeting next Saturday, the 13th. We are going to march on Washington. The Justice Department needs to take all of these cases over and protect citizens from local state grand juries. It is not just the Garner case in New York. It is the Ferguson case of Michael Brown. It's the 12-year-old kid in Cleveland. A New York march won't solve Ferguson. A Ferguson march won't solve Cleveland. We must go and lay this on the lap of the federal government and make sure change occurs. And the families are going to help lead this march.
Okay, so you're saying that the prosecutors and the police department are one and the same.
There's a symbiotic relationship there.
And so you can't expect the prosecutor who has to work with the police department for their cases.
Not just on this one case, but every case that comes before.
That's right.
Every case that comes before the prosecutor, because the prosecutor needs the police to get reelected.
Yeah.
Whereas he needs
them for his cases, and he needs those unions not to fight him for election. Where a federal prosecutor doesn't run for election, he's appointed by the president, and he doesn't deal with the cases of the police. When they go to court with the cases, they're federal investigators and FBI to do their cases. But, for example, if you're a state prosecutor in Ferguson or in Staten Island and you say, all right, I'm going to do this cop, the other police can say, okay, fine, on your next 20 cases, get your own evidence, or we're going to do a slowdown, any number of things. Or they can just, we know each other. Whereas you need an outside force to protect the integrity of the process. And that's why we're going to the federal government to say that must be done in the Justice Department.
Let me ask you this, Reverend Al, though, because justice is so slow and the federal government case in the Trayvon Martin situation is still on the books. What do you think is going to happen when a new administration comes in January 2017?
Well, that's why we have to do it now. And justice can be slow and it can be expedited. That's why we need thousands to join us Saturday the 13th in Washington, because we saw the Justice Department moved quicker on the Abner Louima case 17 years ago, and that policeman is still in jail this morning. The same with Rodney King, we got conviction. So I think that any system moves as aggressive as the public stands up and makes them move. And the nonviolent bodies and protests and the nonviolent pressure must now be directed strategically on a national level. We cannot just be episodic.
Who are the people on the grand jury?
They are selected by the process of the prosecutor. But again, a grand jury only can determine what a prosecutor puts in front of them. We don't know what this prosecutor showed this grand jury. We don't know if they allowed.
He didn't show him a tape.
He probably
that we all
did,
saw?
But if he let the officer go in and describe what he did on the tape, and no one else. He's not obligated. There's no two sides in a grand jury. It's only the prosecutor.
And it's not a defender. It's a prosecutor.
It's not
but you're looking at the same tape that everybody else is looking at.
But if you allow the cop in there, Tom, and the cop says, no, this is what I was really meaning, this is what I was really doing, and there's no response to that, then grand jurors are listening to one side. We don't know what happens in the grand jury.
Because we've all heard, Reverend, now where they say, you know, okay, I'm going to play this tape and you take us through this, officer.
Right.
And the officer does. He gives it from his perspective, and then nobody else has to give theirs.
And no one else.
But your eyes don't lie.
They do if you're looking through the officer's eyes.
I don't get it. All right, Reverend Al, I know you got to get on the set of the Today Show.
And Saturday the 13th in Washington, D.C.
Saturday the 13th. They can sign up, go on to nationalactionnetwork.net. Nationalactionnetwork.net.